Finally. Yeah, I just like saying finally. Nothing really important, just saying finally. 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 Finally, I have life.
Yay!
Hey, how are you? How are you? Yeah, I miss asking people, how are you? The power of how are you? And yeah, I miss doing this. Kind of like felt busy this week and I wanted to do this every day. Last week I did it every day and this week I don't know what happened. I just kind of didn't get into the rhythm and I miss doing this. I feel sad when I don't do this. And yeah, let's do this while some kid is playing a skateboard. So yeah, let's open with a joke. Yeah, there's like there's a joke. There's a couple, you know, sitting down on the porch, and the wife felt romantic, so she commented, "I miss the day when we were young. You used to hold my hand, and so the husband reached to his wife and held her hand, and then again the wife felt romantic and she said, I miss the back in the day that you would kiss me and while you hold my hand. So the husband leaned over and kissed her, and then the wife was in a role, so she said, I miss the day you would nibble my ears, and then the husband stood up and walked inside the house, and the wife was like, whoa, where are you going? Where are you going? And the husband replied, oh, just to get my teeth. I don't know if it's funny. Love machine. Anyway, yeah. Yeah. What I'm gonna do? Yeah, let me tell you a story about that I don't really like eating pork. You know, when I was in college, like around 18, so probably it's almost 10 years of not eating pork, although not really strictly. I eat when there's no other food. Right now, I'm more loose right now. Like if I see, I don't want to be a social pariah. So that's why when I order, like when I go to a store, I always order pancake sandwich, no bacon, and I would do that every single time I go to this store called Jollibee. I don't know if you know the famous Filipino store called Jollibee, and go there, and I would order it regularly back when I was working. You know, pancake sandwich, no bacon. Did I say no coffee? Pancake sandwich, no bacon with coffee, and it was always my order. And this lady, and kind of like probably this lady saw the pattern, and I don't like being known like that because I don't know, I'm so predictable, and this lady predicted it. You know, every time I come into that store in the Jollibee, she smiles. Before I even order, I hate it when she assumes I'm gonna order a pancake sandwich. What if I don't order a pancake sandwich with no bacon? She was like, pancake sandwich with no bacon? And I'm, you know, I stood up there, I'm like, yeah, you're right. Anyway, I hate when she's right. I hate it when she knows that it's gonna be my order. Well, that was my order. That was always my order. It was nothing else. So every time she would just ask me that, and then suddenly she kind of felt comfortable with me, started talking, and I don't like talking to, you know, I just don't know how to small talk, whatever. I'm just not interested in building a relationship with a cashier and customer, you know. Not that I discriminate. I don't discriminate people, but I just don't like, whether you're the vice president of the company, I don't like having a relationship with you. Just kidding, you know. And while I was eating that pancake sandwich, and you know, there's always mistakes there. They always put the bacon in the middle, but I already opened it, so I cannot return it. That's the rule there. You know, you can't return it. It's gross. Someone might eat it, and then I already touched it and it looks gross if you return it. So of course I took the bacon. I paid for the price of the pancake sandwich with no bacon, because back in the day when it was cheaper, the pancake sandwich with no bacon was cheaper, like 45 pesos. Now I don't know, it's very expensive. The bacon one is like around 60, and then I pay 45. That's with coffee already. That's my breakfast every single day, and I enjoy it so much. And so, yeah. And I saw this kid, and I saw this kid outside, and he was a little tired. He was sad. I don't know if he was sad. I was assuming he's sad because he was just sitting down. Maybe that's the posture of people that's sad, just sitting down. And I wrapped the bacon, and I gave the bacon to him. And as I gave it, I was across the street already, and I finished my breakfast, and I was across the street. I was observing him. When he ate the bacon, man, suddenly the kid just had wings, you know? He started flying, man. The kid started flying. He started acting like he was a bird. And after he ate the bacon, and suddenly he was flying. He was happy. I was like, really? Is the bacon really that delicious? You know, I don't like bacon. You know, of course, I've eaten bacon. Like, I told a friend that I don't like bacon. He's like, have you tried bacon? Of course, I tried bacon. You know, and as I look back to it, really, as I look back into it, and I realized I was associating bacon to ham, you know. And but ham and bacon is very different. So every time I say bacon, I actually think of ham, the taste of ham. I don't know. I couldn't remember. I just recently ate bacon. And I can't remember it. I'm so sorry for all the bacon fans. I know there's a lot of you who considers bacon is better than sex. I've heard some jokes like that. And some people like, yeah, bacon is better than sex. Bacon is the best thing in this world. Bacon is better than all the relationships. No. Yeah. I've heard that. And I was like, really? I tried bacon and it's so forgettable. Yeah, I couldn't even remember how it tastes. What is the reason behind that? Why don't I like, you know, I don't know. Maybe because I remember pigs and I don't like seeing pigs. I don't like hearing pigs when they're crying, when they're being slaughtered. I hate it. I feel like the pigs are very soft-hearted. Imagine how many millions of pigs were slaughtered every fiesta. And I just would like to honor their sacrifice for all those lives they offered so that people will be happy. Imagine how they just cry every time, you know. You know, I honor all the pigs who've offered their lives every single day. And you know, every single day that you eat a pig, you know. I think lambs are better because lambs don't really like. They don't. I think they just, you know, they just know that they're gonna be slaughtered. So yeah. That is my pig story. But anyway, in a deeper note, I don't really eat the pig because I got sick when my grandfather got sick, and my grandfather had cancer. He had liver cancer. We went together to the same doctor, and his doctor was he studied outside the country. He studied in the States, but then he figured out that all these pharmaceutical companies just business. It's just, you know, they're not really planning to heal you. They're just suppressing the pain. So you realize that we are like, he said, like, we are little wolverines. We regenerate. We can heal from food that we eat, the natural food. If we eat healthy, and he said the pork is not good for the body. He says the pork has a lot of toxic, so as with shrimp and crab, because they weren't designed to be, you know, to be eaten. You know, they weren't designed to be a nourishment to our body. You know, imagine like crabs. The role of shrimp is to is to take the toxic from the lake. You know that. You know, the shrimp is there to regulate the toxic. They are scavengers. The octopus is there to suck, and to suck shit from the sea. You know, so imagine you're eating poop when you eat those octopuses. I don't know what you call it. So yeah, there's a reason for everything. I think the science is catching up with the Bible right now. You know, in the Bible they said Don't eat shrimp, don't eat crabs, don't eat pork, I don't eat pig. Now science is catching up that if you keep eating pig, pork, it will, you know, multiply the cancer cells faster. It will give you like a heart attack, whatever. So, I don't know. I just want to be healthy because I don't have money. You know, poor people have to be healthy and, you know, just be careful. So, I think that's a good insight for today. I hope you enjoy this podcast because, you know, want to keep it short, want to keep it fun. Tell us your story. Tell me your story. Message me. You know, anyway. Yeah, have a good day. That's it for now. Thanks be to God for this day. It's a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.